Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's your police escort when you end a CEO versus when you just end four college students. I'm glad to know that the state has its priorities straight. I guess that when a valedictorian with multiple college degrees snaps and goes postal, you know your soy society is done. Looks like a great opportunity for him to get someone to update his X banner and profile picture. It's his real account and it's over 500,000 followers now. Moving on, there calls for the death penalty for this Guatemalan migrant who burned a woman alive on the New York City subway. Yes, but would they be asking for the death penalty if a man had been roasted alive? But the death penalty was already deemed unconstitutional in New York State. If they deport him again, he's just going to go back to the United States. They already did it once. So he's probably going to get life in the slammer. I hope he has his literal trial by fire in there. Number three, here's a cartoon with the Europeans saying that there can't be any mass shootings without boomsticks. And then he's run over by Abdul. Cars are weapons too, and I guess it's time to ban those as well, which the WEF is hoping for. Not to mention the more recent guy mowing people down on New Year's in New Orleans. If they ban cars, people will climb tall buildings and drop weights on large crowds below, and turn them into human pancakes. But I better shut up, as I'm probably going to give somebody a good idea. Up next, people think that the chemical castration of men these days is because of the soy, plastic or female birth control seeping into the water supply, when in reality a huge chunk of it is caused by inactivity and sedentary lifestyles. The more active you are, the more your testosterone levels will spike. In the past, you needed to be physically strong to work a job, and today, all you have to do is push buttons on a screen. Plus, people are eating way too much sugar. The kid on the left is covered in zits while his great-grandfather has none. It's definitely because of the excess sugar. Number five, here's the audience from The View. Do you notice anything? They all look like overweight, middle-aged women. Just like Whoopi Goldberg, they all need to sit on very strong chairs. None of them look like they're under 250 pounds, and I think to be in the audience, it's a prerequisite to be an angry liberal white Karen. Forget about The View for a moment. They look more like they go moo. Moving on, the executive directory or Planned Parenthood claims children are born sexual and advocates for corn literacy and sex ed for kids from kindergarten. Besides this guy being a pervert, what else could be behind the push? I suspect that with less people having sex these days, there's less need for abortions. So he's probably hoping that people start having kids younger and having more accidental pregnancies to boost abortion numbers. The less sex we have, the less sickos like this will have their jobs. Number 7, Istanbul saw 20 million tourists back in 2023. Thailand saw 29 million, but only 9 million visited India in 2023. Could it be because there are YouTubers saying don't go there because it's filthy? I saw an episode of Globetrekker where the guy said give yourself a week to get sick and get over it, and then you'll really enjoy India. It can't be a great place if Indian people are climbing all over each other to get to the West. Even the Taj Mahal, the most famous landmark, is next to a landfill. Up next, which would you prefer, 10k cash or one night with all of these? I would take the cash because 10k buys a nice amount of Bitcoin. That's still 10 million Satoshis and it'll probably be worth a million by 2050. Plus, if you choose these ladies, you'll probably get a lot of diseases. 10k also buys you a 2-month-long vacation in Thailand with whores every night. And you know that those Thai women would look a lot better than these ones. Number 9 is Tay, and she says that black people shouldn't have to work and that they've worked long enough. This is what the real BLM agenda is about, communism, except white folks will provide for black ones, like this through reparations, while they end up enjoying life. I assume that Tay thinks opening her government shack and cheese is work. This is probably also why aliens don't invade Earth, because the median IQ is so close to zero that we aren't even a threat. Moving on, why do women love their dogs? Denise here is looking for a boyfriend or girlfriend, and she can negotiate on not making love to her dogs so much as a consideration. Looks like the dog pill is most real. But with a smoking hot body like this, I'm sure that a lot of simps will be lining up to take some good boy sloppy seconds. At least she shaves her pits. Number 11, we have Donald Trump trying to decide what to get first, Canada, Greenland, or the Panama Canal. He better think twice about joining America and Canada together, because Alberta is the only province conservative enough to elect GOP US senators. There's just too many leftoids in Canada, and that would hurt the Republican Party. What I was also wondering was why Canada wasn't available overnight. After all, it's the closest to America. Up next, welcome to the Cottage Bakery featuring non-binary gingerbread people. And you know that in less than a year, they'll be going bankrupt and blaming men for not shopping there. At first, I thought this is just a joke, but upon closer evaluation, I noticed that this is in the UK. And if it was a joke, the baker would have been jailed for making it. Also, isn't the term ginger as problematic these days? I think labeling them this is just an excuse to be cheap and not using icing or other decorations. Number 13, here we have a PDF file that's nuts and deserves the wood chipper, saying that PDF files deserve to grape kids. That what they really desire is mutually enjoyed relationships with them. Maybe that's what the Planned Parenthood director is trying to promote. That kindergartners actually want a relationship with a creepy dude in a trench coat. Some people want to set women on fire, and that doesn't make it right. Just like this isn't right either. Moving on, it looks like the king just dropped his crown. This landlord in Vegas forced a homeless mom of 5 to sign a contract requiring her to perform fellatio for 5 years, and barred her from dating any armed men or one larger than him. You knew that housing was getting expensive, you just didn't know how expensive. She agreed to the deal, which is better than being out on the streets or living under the Vegas Strip. Plus, to him, it's easier than getting married and probably more solid than a marriage contract. Number 15, this stunning creature asks if someone can pull a Luigi on Elon Musk, because she's tired of him. If she's on next, she needs to be banned for inciting violence and reported to the FBI. I think that some simp heard her and went and set a Cybertruck on fire at the entrance of the Trump Tower in Vegas. No doubt the Trump administration will have her looking normal in no time. Either that or she'll double down on ugly by gaining weight and dyeing her hair. Up next, what the hell happened to Kate Moss? Maybe they should put this before and after on the packs of cigarettes out there if they really wanted people to stop smoking. Looks like the chain-smoking wall came for her. Her teeth are so bad that even apples cry when she bites into them. She went from supermodel to super hag. She also looks like she needs to stay out of the sun. She looks absolutely awful for being 50. Smoking ages before it kills you. Number 17, Africa has 54 countries and 1.5 billion people. Yet South Africa has the best economy and infrastructure on the continent. Do you think it's the 4.6 million white people there that make it so prosperous? Even though it's the most successful, it still has rolling blackouts, and you have to put up gates and walls outside your house so you don't get robbed, raped, and ended. Unfortunately, apartheid built South Africa, and without it, it will fall apart. Moving on, back in the days when Battleship came out, it was fun for the whole family, with the females doing the dishes, and they look like they're having more fun doing that when compared to the guys playing Battleship. I'm sure that the mom tells her daughter, finally we have those two distracted, that we can actually get some work done. They aren't barefoot and pregnant, but yes, this is acceptable. We used to be a proper country. Number 19, can you spot the difference only a comma makes? Between I love her mom and I love her mom. If you can't get the princess, then get the queen instead. Most of us would probably see nothing wrong with a mom and daughter 2-for-1. We'd love her and love her mom. I just realized this mom still dresses like she's in high school. If you're wondering why the mom looks young, isn't it obvious? She's East Asian. Up next, scientists grow bigger monkey brains using human genes. And everyone knows there's an entire genre of films based on how bad of an idea this is. Yes, a super smart race of chimpanzees. What could possibly go wrong? Technically, we already live on a planet of the apes. Why make it even worse? What I want to know is why the brain on the left looks like a misshapen cocktail and balls. They say this is evolution. No, this is intervention in creating a higher being. Why can't we increase human brain size instead? Number 21, here's a picture of that woman that a migrant in New York set ablaze. This is the world of mass migration that we've created. Maybe it'd be better if we had genetically manipulated chimps instead. They might be a lot less violent. Also, this isn't the actual picture of the victim. Her identity was Debrina Kawam, and she was a homeless woman in and out of the shelter system. still doesn't make it any better what happened to her. She was a victim of the Demoncrats at least 2 times. Moving on, this guy's rich and he's dating a poor woman that likes to spend money. Should he hide his wealth? He's only 22 and has $73,000. That's far from being rich these days, my dude. He's so young and idealistic, saying he's saving them money so they can both retire at the age of 50. The relationship probably won't last longer than a year or two. I had 70k saved at the age of 25, and my girlfriend at the time wanted me to buy a house with her for 100 grand, which was doable about an hour outside of Toronto back then. Good thing I dumped her instead. Number 23, this based mom showed up at a school board meeting wearing the same outfit as a drag performer to demonstrate how inappropriate it was for the school to bring in drag performers to perform for their children. Finally, people have had enough and are actually starting to fight back. It's cringe, but it does make a point. If it's too cringe to wear to a school board meeting, then it's too cringe to wear in a class in front of elementary school kids. Up next, look at the smile on Luigi's face in court. There were 24 women waiting in the cold for public seats in the courtroom to support him, many of them wearing masks so that no one recognized them. Many were visibly emotional as he entered the courtroom. I think the unofficial term is, they were wet. If he goes to a New York State prison upon conviction, he will get conjugal visits. You know these women will be lining up to polish his doorknob. Women love violent men, but only if they're hot. Number 25 and the last one, American military recruiters are getting increasingly desperate. All it took was the promise of a stable job and enough money to buy a Dodge Charger to get guys to sign up in the past. This post looks old because they've already used e-girl influencers and cash bonuses. I haven't seen Wojak ads and state-sanctioned girlfriends yet. Maybe they'll set up military brothels to get the boys to sign up. But the real question is, have they tried to make the military less woke? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.